Jesus is risen. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. They were walking back home to Emmaus. It was a walk that they had done many times before. It was only 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus, or from Emmaus to Jerusalem. They'd done it before, but this time it seemed so hard to do. It was unlike any other trip. And it was definitely unlike the trip that they had made to Jerusalem earlier in the week. Maybe they had even followed Jesus as he made his entry into Jerusalem. Maybe they had been part of those crowds that were cheering and shouting and singing hosannas. Maybe it was some of their coats that were on the road in front of Jesus and his donkey. You see, these two were followers of Jesus. They had heard him, watched him. They had learned of God's love from him. And as that week in Jerusalem went along, they were both impressed by Jesus and more and more and more afraid for him. Now, they hadn't been with the disciples that Thursday, not at the meal and not at the garden, but they had heard what had happened. They had witnessed the mobs on Friday, as Jesus was carrying his cross and was later crucified. They heard the mocking and all the jeers. They had seen the pools of blood on the road after all had passed. If it hadn't been Passover, they would have left sooner. But now it was time. The Sabbath was concluded. Passover was over. So now it was just time to walk home. And it had never seemed to be a longer walk to the both of them. Talking together about everything, they put one foot in front of the other and made their way home. Cleopas and his unnamed companion made their way back to Emmaus. Now, some commentators I've read believe that it was Cleopas and his wife, because unfortunately, women were rarely named in Scripture. There was one time I was at a conference where the speaker talked about it as Cleopas and his buddy Bubba. Whoever it was, they were dejected and they were pondering what could have gone wrong. Enter Jesus. Now, like the story of the empty tomb, like the story of that locked room where the disciples were together for fear of the Jews, Jesus enters into this story unannounced and unexpected. To the women at the tomb, they knew Jesus. The disciples gathered about and celebrated Jesus' resurrection. But Cleopas and, let's call her Trudy, okay? Cleopas and Trudy, they were kept from knowing. They were kept from knowing Jesus from the beginning. So when Jesus joins them, it's kind of an amazing story. So as Cleopas and Trudy were walking, they were grumbling and discussing what they had just been a part of. And Jesus walks up next to them and joins in the conversation. Jesus plays dumb, asking, what are they talking about? What happened? Cleopas asks if he's the only stranger who hadn't heard about Jesus, a great prophet who they thought was the Messiah, who our chief priests handed over to be crucified. Cleopas and Trudy had hoped that Jesus was a redeemer, and now he is gone. Jesus then chides them for just a little bit. And then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, Jesus interprets Scripture for them so that they might understand. Last week I talked about there are times in these Easter stories when we can get a little bit jealous. This is where I get jealous. It's not the 7-mile walk that I'm jealous of. but rather it is Jesus walking with us, interpreting Scripture for us. That would be great. But it also leads me to the good news that I have for all of us today. Because we are not walking back to Emmaus, just like we were not at the empty tomb or up in that locked room. Yet Jesus tells the disciples that blessed are they who have not seen and yet believe. We don't have the benefit of seeing and greeting our risen Lord. No benefit of seeing or placing our fingers into the holes from the nails. No benefit of Jesus personally interpreting Scripture for us. And yet we still receive the peace that comes to us from our risen Savior and Lord. We receive the call to share the love that we receive from God. We may not have seen the risen Jesus, yet we meet Him all over. We discover the truth of God's love in Jesus as we read those same scriptures that Jesus was interpreting for Cleopas and Trudy. As we read the Old Testament, we read through the lens of Jesus. We read through the life that Jesus lived so that He could show us what God is really like. When we read Moses and the prophets looking for the love of God in Jesus our Lord, we walk with Jesus into the world. But you see, we also have the witness of the disciples, the apostles, the evangelists, as we read the New Testament, listening to Matthew and Luke, to Peter and Paul, meeting the Lord that they proclaim helps us to walk with Jesus into the world. Most importantly, like at the end of our gospel story today, Jesus makes Himself known in the breaking of the bread. When that little walking group finally made it to Emmaus, Jesus looked like He was going farther on. But Cleopas and Trudy, they press Him to stay and share a meal with them. And in His breaking of the bread, Jesus is known to them. As Jesus disappears, joy fills their hearts, and they run back to Jerusalem. As we gather today in worship, as we listened to readings from both the Old Testament and the New Testament, as you all put up with my preaching, we begin to catch a glimpse of the importance of Jesus and His life and His ministry. But it is in the breaking of the bread. It is when we come to the table that the presence of our risen Lord is promised and guaranteed. As we remember the night He was betrayed, as we listen to His promise of life, of body and blood for us, given for our forgiveness, that is when we meet our God of love most completely. Our risen Christ, who told us that He goes ahead of us, is right here, willing to reach out and touch our lives, to forgive our sins, to inspire us as we return to the world filled with the love of God. You see, we are the "and yet" crowd that Jesus blesses. We are the ones who see Jesus in the people around us, those we help and those who help us. We are the ones who cry out, "Abide with me, Lord. Remain, strengthen, give us hope today, tomorrow, and always." Cleopas and Trudy saw the risen Jesus along with various Marys, the disciples, eventually Thomas and others. They believe. We too believe. We too meet the risen Lord as He goes ahead of us, showing us Himself in the least and the lost, in the ones that we get to love. We have not seen, and yet we believe. That's what we get to do. We get to believe. We get to live our faith. We get to love one another and our neighbors. So let's shout out to the world that Jesus is risen. And then let's follow Jesus into the world. Amen.